This is Joanna Schrader reporting from the NACS conference here in Las Vegas, and I am with Robert White with Renewable Fuels Association. You guys have a really great booth here at the show, and can you tell us a little bit about what your focus is?
Well, here we're at the largest gathering of petroleum marketers and station owners in the country, perhaps in the world, expecting well over 10,000 attendees, and we're here to educate them on the opportunities that blending ethanol presents their business case. And in this particular instance, we're talking about blender pumps themselves, and how not only could they increase their profits, but potentially lower the price to consumers, differentiate themselves from perhaps some other major competitors in their area, and ultimately add more to their bottom line.
Now, retailers are really receptive to the blender pumps and E85 pumps. So what feedback have you gotten from those retailers who have already installed a blender pump?
Well, for the most part, they see it as almost a multi-headed opportunity. With the advancement of a blender pump for ethanol, you have a dispenser that everyone can use, whether they're fueling their lawnmower, their motorcycle, their legacy vehicle, their flex fuel vehicle. There's something for everyone, so every customer that drives into your station can use it. So return on investment is down to a normal gas pump, if not actually quicker with the use of the flex fuel vehicles in E85. So most of them are looking at it as, okay, the equipment scenario is much different than it was in the past. The cost has come down dramatically. We know that the opportunity of them to get more margin at the station level and ultimately pass on consumer savings, all of that means something different to them. And of course, being able to offer an alternative fuel that the person across the street or down the road doesn't offer, differentiates them and makes them stand out.
John Eichenberger with NACS talked about their support for passing a labeling and liability requirement as it relates to blender pumps or E85 pumps. Basically, his argument is that he doesn't feel that retailers should be held accountable for consumer mistakes. What does RFA think about that? I mean, what's your take on how you should be promoting and dispensing the fuel?
Well, I think we give consumers a little more credit than perhaps John does. I think the quote was consumer stupidity. But not only RFA's daily position, but also in the BYO ethanol campaign, we promote standardizing labeling practices for the retailers because we want them to be protected. If they're selling our product, we don't want any liability issues for them. However, due to precedents that's already been set, not only in Washington but around the country, a liability protection is a very touchy issue. And so we think the better situation, the better solution, is to work with retailers like we are, have a standard system for them that does, in fact, protect them from any liability concerns. Because right now, EPA is suggesting and recommends that anything above 10% ethanol is for flex fuel vehicles. And that's exactly what we say on a daily basis. We make sure that the dispensers that are at these stations state that, so there's no consumer confusion. And consumers are smart. I mean, let's be honest here, that these are folks that we're trying to give them an opportunity, a choice at the pump. We want them to make the decision of their fuel based on the right reasons.
So the liability issues that basically NACS is alluding to is a liability issue of a consumer with a conventional vehicle putting in E50.
Right. It's twofold, really. It's about liability protection if these systems fail and ethanol were to leak out and into the ground. As we talk biodegradable fuel, that should be a better footprint than even regular gasoline. The second piece is the protection from that fuel being used in a situation where it shouldn't be. So, for example, if you had E30 being put into a lawnmower, and it ruins the carbureted system on a lawnmower, or it's a legacy vehicle and they put E85 in it and the fuel pump fails, that is the type of thing they want to try and initiate, so that if consumer A has a legacy vehicle that the fuel pump fails, he can't come back to the station because of that quote-unquote consumer stupidity. The reality is we're stepping up those efforts to make sure that everyone knows what they can and what they can't use, and so those, with the addition of the existing standards and labels, should cover what we need. We think that as time goes on, more flex fuel vehicles introduced, that helps create the system, but we also don't want to create a unique fuel system that makes it tough on retailers. We want this to be easy, and that's why we're here talking about blender pumps.
Well, great. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Julie.